This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and in innovation. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, today launched the model women-friendly Gram Panchayat initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model women-friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Representatives from various ministries, departments and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund are taking part in the day-long event. Five senior officials, including the Delhi Divisional Railway Manager, DRM, Additional DRM and Assistant Security Commissioner of the Railway Protection Force, have been transferred. This comes in the backdrop of the stampede at the New Delhi Railway Station. On the 15th of last month, 18 passengers lost their lives and 15 were injured after passengers rushed to board Prayagraj-bound trains to visit the Mahakumbh. According to the order, Pushpesh R. Tripathi will be the new DRM of the Delhi Division in the Northern Railway Zone. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that innovation, inclusivity, sustainability and trust forms the core of India's guiding principles towards tech governance. Speaking at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, Mr. Scindia highlighted the success of Aadhaar and BharatNet in serving every citizen of the country. He also spoke about the four steps of India's efforts towards balancing innovation with regulation, such as spectrum management, ensuring market stability, introducing telecom regulation to ease up various processes and bringing cybersecurity measures for consumer protection. During the Mobile World Congress 2025 visit, Mr. Scindia unveiled the curtains of the India Mobile Congress and inaugurated the Bharat Pavilion. 38 Indian telecom equipment manufacturers are showcasing their state-of-the-art products, both hardware and software. All borders of the Union Territory of Chandigarh have been sealed and police forces have been deployed to stop the march of protesting farmers. This action comes as the Samyukt Kisan Morcha, along with 37 other farmer unions, has called for a week-long protest in Chandigarh starting today to press for their demands. Chandigarh SP Gitanjali Khandelwal said strict checking is being done at all places. She added that routes are being diverted to ensure that people face minimum inconvenience. US President Donald Trump has announced the implementation of reciprocal tariffs set to take effect on April the 2nd, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy and criticizing the European Union, China, Brazil, India and South Korea for high tariffs. In his inaugural address to a joint session of the Congress, he said, "Whatever they tax us, we tax them." Trump said other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it is our turn to start using them against those other countries. In the ICC Champions Trophy, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the second semi-final in Lahore this afternoon. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. Earlier, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening, chasing a target of 265. The men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 with 11 balls to spare.
Down the track, finishes off, what a 6. So India win by 4 wickets.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.